At first is Bobo. James Reese will come set. He'll wind and fire the 1-1. Gervich swings a towering fly ball into right field, and coming under it is Townsend for his second putout in the second out of this inning. So two down, and Shane Taylor is due up. 0 for 4 today. He struck out twice. So the second baseman out of Las Vegas, Nevada, still looking for his first hit of the day. Bobo stands at first. First pitch from Reese comes on the outside edge. A little bit high, 1-0. Mm-hmm. 1-0 count. With two down, the 1-0 fouled off on the backside. 1-1. Rafters looking to hold on this series and look to sweep the Chinooks. The first time they've done that this season. This would be the third series played between these two teams as Bobo looks to take off. And a strike comes in for Shane Taylor. 1-2. So Bobo retreated back towards the bag. Two down, a ball and two strikes. James Reese delivers in for a ball. Count runs at two apiece. So two's across the board. Bobo at first. As James Reese, pickoff attempt over to Johannes at first. And Johannes, a tough day there at first. He's had an error, and, well, that ball went through his legs as Bobo slides again as Reese throws it over. So two outs, two strikes, and two balls. Reese fires in. Just a little bit low for ball three. So full count with two outs. And you can see James Reese plays definitely with some flair to him. Plays with a chip on his shoulder. So full count. The 3-2 comes in, swing and a miss in the inside for strike number three. So the Rafters still lead 5-4. Do they have three more outs in them? Find out next as we head to the top of the ninth here on WFHR, your home for Rafters baseball. We'll step aside.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the ninth, we go. And one more pitching change. Head coach Kirk Schreider and his bullpen staff, Blake Barker, will step in. The Seton Hill product, the rising junior, who's had five games appeared in seven innings pitched. Two hits and two runs. He's at six strikeouts, so the big left-hander. Raptors looking to sweep the Chinooks. And possibly can they do it? Joey Spence is due up. So lefty on lefty. Three more outs for the Raptors in this long game. And Spence fouls one off the left ankle. The game has already totaled 3 hours. It's 7:05, and it was a 4:05 start time. So it's been a long game. No balls a strike. Barker will come set. Serve the 0-1. Fouled again on the backside of the bat. 0-2. So Barker's ahead in the count. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Barker sets, serves, and the check swing. Did he fully come across? Third base umpire said he did not. That's Gary Glover, the crew chief. So 1-2 count. The 1-2 outside and the left edge of the plate, 2-2. So two straight balls for Barker. Looking for his first save of the season. The 2-2 comes in. Strike three across the plate. One down for the Raptors, and the first strikeout comes true for Blake Barker. And this brings up Brady Council, who hit a solo home run yesterday. So Council looking to mirror that here in this game. He's 2-for-4. He's had two runs. He's crossed the plate twice. Barker delivers in. And in for a ball, 1-0. Raptors two away. Fastball came in at 93 miles per hour. It's a 1-0 count. The 1-0. Swing and a drive into left field, heading back behind Gallison. That drops on a one-hop bounce in the warning track. Heading for second. The throw to Taylor is not in time. So Council is at second. And the tying run is a double. Brady Council once again. That's his third hit of the day. And Josh Overbeek is due up. So Overbeek, who's had, well, he's been walked twice. He's 0-for-2. So Brady Council at second, one out. And a guy that's just, in this series, has just come in time and time again. And he's just delivered, and he certainly did that there. He was fired up after that one. So the Minnesota product at second. Josh Overbeek, the third baseman, stands in, the switch hitter. So Barker, the left-hander, will come set, kick and fire, paints the outside for a strike, 0-1. Raptors have the opportunity to close this out here in the top of the ninth, 0-1 with one down. Barker fires the 0-1, fouled off on the right side, 0-2. Council at second. Lakeshore was halted last time. They had Cody Kelly on third, but Seth Tomczak was able to get a strikeout. No balls, two strikes. Barker will come set. The Seton Hill products serves the 0-2. Swing and driven up into center field. Rounding third. Heading for home is Council. He'll get home in time, and the game is tied at 5 here in the top of the ninth. So 5-5 game and an RBI from Josh Overbeek. One down. And this brings up Will Johannes. So Barker's going to have to reset. He'll set and serve and throw a ball up and away. 1-0. 5-5 game here at top of the ninth. The 1-0 comes in. Swinging a grounder that stays fair on the third base line. Throwing it across his body to Gotti, way off the mark. And that puts two runners on. So Johannes at first, advancing the runner once again. And his Overbeek at second. So Cody Kelly's due up. So Barker struggling as the Chinooks have found a way to get a run here in the top of the ninth. It's a 5-5 game. Two runners on. There's only one down. Barker sets in and fires a strike. 0-1. No balls, one strike. Barker fires the 0-1 up and away for a ball, 1-1. One count. The 1-1 up and away for a ball, 2-1. Two-one count with one down. The 2-1 comes in, up and away for ball number three. So a 3-1 count with one out. Overbeek at second, Johannes at first, and Barker on the verge of having the bases loaded. Cody Kelly, the left-hander. The 3-1 comes in, up and away for ball number four. So Kelly will take first, and the base is juiced here in the top of the ninth. Gabe Ressler due up. One out. Ressler has a chance to drive in a run. The leading run is 90 feet away. Kelly at first. Johannes at second, and Overbeek at third. Rafters were up 5-4 heading into this inning. But then an RBI from Overbeek, which drove in Brady Council. 5-5 game, first pitch on the way, swinging a ground ball that goes in between second and third. Heading for home is Overbeek. He'll get home, and the Chinooks take a 6-5 lead here in the top of the ninth. So they've come from behind. And now this return to the top of the order. So Grant Ross is due up. Ross is up. And now the base is juiced. Wow. An RBI there from Ressler. Rafters have already dug themselves a hole. They can't make it any more worse than it has to be. One ball, no strikes. Blake Barker had the opportunity for the save, and it hasn't gone as planned. The 1-0 comes in, up and away for a ball, 2-0. 2-0 count with one out. here on this long game back and forth as finds a strike 2-1. On this Sunday afternoon. Two balls, a strike. Lakeshore with two runs here in the top of the ninth. Each team with 10 hits. The 2-1 inside for a ball. 3-1. Blake Parker struggling on the mound. And one ball away from making this a 7-5 game. Barker looks, winds, and rifles it in. Up and away for ball number four. So Johannes gets home. And now a 7-5 game here in the top of the ninth. So three runs for Lakeshore, top nine. They lead 7-5. And now Drew Townsend is due up. One out. And Blake Parker really struggling today. Had the opportunity for the save as he throws a strike down the plate. 0-1. So Council started things off with a double. And there was one out. And then a big RBI from Overbeek as the 0-1 swing and a ball pulled into center. And coming under it is Sailors, reaches out and makes the grab, tagging up in time and getting home. And the Chinooks, 8-5 now. Cody Kelly gets home. Four runs, top of the ninth. Kelly gets home. And now this game really struggling here for the Rafters. They were up 5-4, and now Avery Owusu-Wasedu is due up. Wow. Led 5-4. They had two outs away from getting a victory, and now it seems like it could be out of reach. Who knows? Two outs. Barker on Owusu-Wasedu fires in and finds a ball. Two down, one away. Lakeshore, wow. They have all the momentum right now. They lead 8-5. Four big runs, top of the ninth. The 1-0. Owusu-Wasedu grounds a ball that goes past Degatti into third. And another run scores for Lakeshore as Gabe Ressler gets home this time. Now it's 9-5 here in the top of the ninth. So Joey Spence is due up. And Blake Parker is just going to have to shake this off and look to get this out. They've given up five runs. They trail 9-5 in a game which they led for basically the entire way through until here, top of the ninth. First pitch comes in, out for a ball. 1-0. So the Rafters had all the momentum. The 1-0 count. Up and away for a ball 2-0. So this game was a 5-4 game. And then an RBI single from Josh Overbeek, which allowed Council to score. And Gabe Ressler, was able to get a single into left field, which allowed Overbeek to score. And then Grant Ross was walked, which allowed Johannes to score. And then Drew Townsend had a sack fly, which allowed Cody Kelly to get home. And then Avery Owusu-Wasedu, an RBI single to left field, which gave Ressler home. So a 3-1 count now on Joey Spence. Blake Parker, just a very rough inning. So a 3-1 count, and set the serve inside for ball number four. Spence will take first, Owusu-Wasedu at second. And Drew Townsend at third. Grant Ross at third. So Eligzo is having a word with Barker and Taylor as well, saying, hey, it's okay. It happens because we return to the order which this started at for Brady Council. So this is the second time Council is batting in this inning. And that is when that always happens, that's always, you know, there's some issues, especially with the pitching. And Barker, a reliable pitcher, a guy that's known to get some big strikeouts and pitch well, has just done the opposite of that. And Rafters trail 9-5. It's been the longest inning of the night on a game that's lasted 3 hours and 15 minutes. So Council, a guy that's had three hits today, three runs as well, as Barker delivers in for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count, two outs. Swing and a ground ball over the shortstop into Castagnolo, flips it over to second to Taylor for the third out. But the Rafters give up five runs as they trail 9-5 now. They have one more inning where they can get a rally going, or will they fall today? Find out next here on WFA.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Looks like we've got a pitch. So do the Rafters have an opportunity to come back? They gave up five runs in the top of the ninth. They trail 9-5, so James Reese is still on the mound, and now Anthony Gallison will step in. So Gallison, a guy that's, well, he's had a decent day. 2-for-3. I mean, you can't look at that and be like, well, that's bad, because he's had a double and an RBI, and he was walked once. So perhaps can the Rafters answer a big run for Lakeshore and the Chinooks in front in this game? They lead 9-5. So James Reese looking to close this out. First pitch inside and finds a zone for a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. The 0-1. Swinging a foul, tipped backside. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Scoreboard has turned off once again. But we are happy to have the count, as it's an 0-2 count. Reese sets, winds, and rifles it in there way above the head of Joey Spence for a 1-2 count. James Reese out of Loyola Marymount in Chino Hills, California. The 1-2 tipped off on the backside. Oh, excuse me. Lafayette College product from Maquon, Wisconsin. The last pitcher, Ryan Mullen, he was from Chino Hills. So 1-2 count. James sets in and serves, swinging a ground ball that goes in between second base, sliding after it. Not getting it is Ross, and a leadoff single for Gallison here in the bottom of the ninth. So that's perhaps what the Raptors need as Garrett Broussard is due up. First time we've seen him today. As he's pinch hitting for Jorge Degatti. So Broussard batting a 163 out of Utah Valley. So Gallison at first. So the Raptors need a rally. A good way to start from Anthony Gallison, getting his third hit. He's had a big day. Reese fires in and throws a ball. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Nobody out. James Reese fires in and backing away is Broussard. 2-0.9-5 game. Chinooks in front. Raptors led the entire way through until the top of the ninth. As that hits the head of Broussard, and Broussard will take first. So Gallison moves to second, and now runners on for Wisconsin Rapids, and this brings up Hogan Holigso, who struck out looking on his past two attempts, and Joey Spence, catcher, having a word with James Reese. So the Raptors need four runs. There's nobody down. Garrett Broussard's at first. Gallison's at second. There's an opportunity here. The door has slightly open for Wisconsin Rapids. And on the infield on the mound, James Reese and the entire infield having a word. And coach is as well, because you got to look at it. Yeah, you're up 9-5, but there are runners on and there's nobody out. So an opportunity here for the Raptors to try to find a way to get back in this game. So 9-5 game, Raptors led 3-0, and you felt like it was going to be a great day in the bottom of the first. Top of the second came around, Chinooks got a run back. Then they cut the game to a one-run game in the top of the fourth, made it 3-2. Raptors got one back, made it 4-2. Bottom of the sixth came around, Raptors extended their lead to 5-2. In top seven, Chinooks got two runs, made it 5-4. And then in the ninth, five runs here for Lakeshore. First pitch comes inside, out and away for a ball. As Hogan Holigso ahead in the count, 1-0. Second pitch, comes on the outside for a strike. So Holigso, 1-for-3. He's gotten a run in as well. He was walked, and he struck out twice. So James Reese will set in, looks at second, and serve. Swing and a driven ball that drops in to left center. Rounding third is Gallison. He was going to go home, but he stopped and retreated back to the bag. So the base is juiced here. And Chris Conniff is due up. So the tying run at the plate, nobody out. Perhaps the Raptors. Nobody out, and Chris Conniff is due up. He's pinch hitting for Castagnola. And this is when the big-time hitters come in. Conniff batting a 289. 13 hits and 5 RBIs. Holigso at first, Broussard at second, and Gallison at third. 9-5 game, tying run is at the plate with Chris Conniff. Reese sets, fires outside, but finds a zone for a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. No outs, too. That's the big thing for Wisconsin Rapids. Perhaps a miracle here in the bottom of the ninth. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Chris Conniff went after it and paid the price. No balls, two strikes. 9-5, Chinooks lead. No outs. Resets, fires the 0-2. Swing and a miss inside for strike number three and out number one. But it's only one out as Nolan Sailors is due up here in the top of the order. Nolan Sailors 1-for-5 today. He's gotten a run. He struck out twice. Opportunity here for the Rafters. Only one out. At first, Haligzo. Broussard at second. And the Coastal Carolina product, Gallison's at third. As that ball pulled out on the right side. Out of play. 0-1. No balls, a strike. The 0-1 comes in, backing away, evening up this count at one apiece. One out, a ball and a strike. Bases juiced for the Rafters. Nolan Sailors, who's 1-for-5 today. James sets, winds, and delivers the 1-1. Popped out on the backside. 1-2. With one down. One ball, two strikes. The hometown kid from Maquon, Wisconsin, James Reese, sets and serves the 1-2 up and out of the zone. 2-2 with one out. Rafters trail 9-5, tying run at the plate for Nolan Sailors. Setting, kicking, and serving the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball that goes into the glove of Johannes. He steps on the bag. Gallison gets home. So two down. Rafters get a run, and it's 9-6. Haligzo is second. At Broussard is third. So Jack Basir, this is a guy you want to have up in this situation. He's 3-for-5 today. Two doubles, and he's gotten a run. So tying run once again at the plate. This is exactly who you want to have up, and especially a day where he's batting a 600, 3-for-5. Batting a 316 before today. So Reese comes set, serves, first pitch, a curveball outside of the zone for a ball, 1-0. Chinooks one out away from ending their drought. They've lost 7 of their past 8. They're looking for their 8th win. As the 1-0 comes in, right down the plate for a strike, 1-1. A ball, a strike, and two outs. The 1-1. Swinging a ground ball over to Overbeek at third. Doesn't able to field it. Getting home is Broussard. And now it's 9-7. So Overbeek struggling out on third. And now advancing to third is Haligzo. And Brendan Bobo is due up. If any time for Bobo to come through, it's now. 1-for-3 on the day. He's walked. He's had a run. And now manager Trevor Cho having a word with his pitcher. So a 9-7 game with two outs. Basir at first, Haligzo at third, and Kirk Schreider calling in his runners, saying, hey, look, you know, where they're going to have to. So this is interesting. So Bobo, obviously, he's going to have to get on base in somehow. He's going to have to get a hit or a walk or something. But the question is, where do you hit it? A lot of his balls have pulled into left center, so it's going to be interesting to see what Lakeshore does. I think since it's only a two-run game and that they're up 9-7, I think they got to continue to play the infield right. And that's big for the Raptors because that ball was heading towards Overbeek, the third baseman. Wasn't able to field it. It slid past him and rolled into left field. So that allowed a runner to get home. Allowed Gallison to get home. Made it 9-7. And now a pitching change. Graydon Tashner will step in. So James's day is done, and perhaps probably the right thing to do. Graydon Tashner, you need a warm arm. And he's a guy that's had four games played in, 8 2/3 innings pitched, 7 hits allowed, 9 runs, and he's had 13 strikeouts. So he's warming up right now. 9-7 game with 2 outs. Kirk Schreider down there with Orlando Rodriguez, the third base coach, having a word with Brasier and Holigso. Would be unbelievable. Raptors already 2 runs. And they have the opportunity here. Leading run up at the plate with Bobo. At first is Brasier. And at third is Holigso. So Graydon Tashner, who appeared against the Raptors back on June the 13th. He had 6 strikeouts, only allowed a hit and a run. So he's been successful against the Raptors before. And Brendan Bobo, well, your time has to be now, Brendan. He had a double where he pulled the ball into left center. And so the team MVP last season, who's really struggled, was going 0-13 before getting his first hit. Graydon Tashner will come set and serve as the check swing on the outside for a ball. 1-0. Brasier stands at first, Holigso at third, and Graydon Tashner sets and fires the 1-0 out in away for a ball. So Tashner out of Illinois State and the rising sophomore from Neenah, Wisconsin. A 2-0 count. Bobo sets in the 2-0 swing and a ball skied in the air. And that goes into the left field side. Running after it and making the catch is Josh Overbeek. And that will do it. The Lakeshore Chinooks, a come-from-behind win. And they take down the Raptors by a score of 9-7. Raptors unable to find a way to have the victory because they were up 5-4 heading into, well, it was the final inning. And Lakeshore found a way to get a victory, and they did so. The Raptors out-hit Lakeshore 13-11, but the Chinooks split the series and finally get a win. They end their drought of losing 7 games in 8 days, and they get their 8th win of the season. Raptors just a game where they led the entire way through until the top of the 9th inning. It was just an unfortunate game for Blake Parker, and he knew he had it. He knew it wasn't his game, and he knew that the Raptors just... They struggled with the pitching. I mean, don't get me wrong. They had great hits this game, but you felt, even in the 8th inning, Seth Tomczak came in and found a way to get him out because the tying run was at 3rd. And in the 8th inning, Lakeshore continued that momentum when it headed into the 9th inning, and they got a big, big win to split this series because they know that, that they couldn't go down because there's been a lot of, issues between these two teams of seems like there's been a rivalry between a lot of chirping back and forth, but Raptors, they had the opportunity to win 5-4, but unfortunately fell. So Wisconsin Rapids is going to have to pack up their bags, and they're going to have to hit the road tomorrow. Tomorrow, they will take on the Wausau Woodchucks, and they will take them on at 6:05, and they'll stay on the road. So it's going to be an interesting thing for Wisconsin Rapids. How do they do on the road? 9 of the next 10 games are featured on the road. So they take on Wausau, 6:05 game tomorrow, and then at 6:35 on Tuesday, both north of here, about 55 minutes north of here in Wausau. But for everybody at Wisconsin Rapids, for the players, coaches, and staff, for the studio at WFHR, my name is Joey Fear saying so long from Winterfield.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used the...
my love, and I know that you want to, my love, my love. I ask you what your heart desires, my love, my love. You tell me I'm the only one, my love, my love.
Sometimes I Carly Simon from her album No Secrets, the sort of title track, We Have No Secrets. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, and taking nothing away from her talent as an artist, because I think she's a very talented singer and songwriter. Her last name, Simon, yes, she is the daughter of the Simon from Simon and Schuster. Do with that what you will. And we open the set with The Weeknd and Secrets. The next artist we're going to play has sometimes been criticized for being too devoted to the Beatles. Now, you can be devoted to the Beatles, take all that they did and kind of digest it and mix it around and create something very, very original with it. You can still hear the influence in the background, of course, but there was never a band quite like Electric Light Orchestra, and this song here is the title track to their 1983 album, Secret Messages.
Secret. just a toy to him. After a while, he will leave you. I want you to know, he's just playing with you. If that only knew, he's certain he'll do.
That was I Know a Secret from a group you've probably never heard of before, the Spotniks, a band from Sweden, mostly known for their instrumental work. They're clearly under the influence of the Beatles, speaking of Beatles influence, but they stuck it out for a long time. As of 2019, they have recorded 43 albums and sold over 18 million copies of those albums. Wow, that's pretty impressive. Final break coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back. Probably the greatest export from New Jersey after maybe corrupt politics. So don't go anywhere, everybody. This is WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight. Except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
If you got a hammer in a place where you can't remember and you can't forget. She'll lead you down the path. There'll be tenderness in the air. She'll let you come just far enough so you know she's really there. And she'll look at you and smile. In her eyes a
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.